Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph. We are starting and beginning the famous Siman Shin Yud Ches, the laws of Bishul B'Shabbos, Din HaMevashel B'Shabbos. And this coming Siman, as you know, is dedicated to the Malacha of Mevashel, known as cooking. This Malacha is defined, check out Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, defines the Malacha broadly as altering an item. Altering, he uses the word shinui badavar, via fire-generated heat. And the reason why it's broadly defined this way is because it takes on different character when it comes to different items. There is the cooking of regular foods, cooking bishul, which is cooking in a pot with water. There is going to be baking, which is baking bread and cake and things like that in the oven. Baking, afia. There is going to be tzli, which is roasting. And then there's going to be stam, boiling up water, right? As opposed to cooking a piece of meat in water, the actual cooking up and boiling up water is bishul. But not only is there bishul in foods, as we will see in the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah, there's also going to be bishul of non-food items. And that we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah's introduction. Now, the halachas of bishul, d'oraisa, are mainly here in this Sima. Those of you who are with us from the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos know that we dealt with many of the derabbanans of Shehiya, Chazara, Hatmana of Shabbos earlier in Hilchos Shabbos. They will come up, and it will come up again in various halachas throughout this siman, so we will review it in its place. But whoever wants to have the full package, this is all online in the earliest simanim dealing with Shehiya, Chazara, and Hatmana. And after we finish this siman, we will have the full perspective on all of the Shabbos, both in terms of the Doraisas and the Derabbanans. Now, we will start and begin with the Mishnah Berurah's introduction. The Shulchan Aruch starts out HaMavashel B'Shabbos, Sif Aleph. Now before we start with the halacha of HaMavashel B'Shabbos that is going to be discussed in Sif Aleph, which deals with a specific issue, a Issa D'Rabbanan against eating food that was cooked on Shabbos, that was cooked or baked or anything like that, or fried or roasted, in the violation of the malacha of Mevashel, and is an Issa D'Rabbanan against eating such food, although there is a actual machlokas Tanoim, and there is one Tana who actually holds that Maisa Shabbos, that eating the food that was cooked on Shabbos is actually Issa D'Oraisa. We do not pask in that way. But there is another machlokas from Meir and Rav Yehuda that we will see comes up that deals with what exactly the parameters of this Issa is, because it's subject to this machlokas Tanoim between Meir and Yehuda, and the Shulchan Aruch is going to pask in a certain way. You will see that the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, actually follows Rishonim who do not go with the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So we will see that. But before we get to that, and that's what the Sif is about, the Mishnah Berurah gives us a very nice introduction. So let's read his introduction to the halachas of Bishul. Sif Katan Aleph. Hamavashel. Echad hamavashel es hamachal, o es hasamamonin, o hamachamim es hamayim. Whether a person cooks food or herbs, whether he heats water, and he says here in brackets, this is a quote from the Rambam, and he puts in brackets when he wants to add things. Rotza lomar, when it talks about mechayim amayim, that is, after mayim roi lishtia below bishul, even though water is drinkable without any cooking, vilhu adin chalav, and the same applies to milk, mikol makom chayiv, still a person is going to be chayiv, is going to be the malacha da'iraisa of bishul, kevan dimishtabech al yedei bishul. This is because the cooking will be improving things like items like water. Mr. Brure here is taking a position, and a svara happens to be a machlokas achronim, in how to understand why there is bishul by water, even though it can be, why there is malacha da'iraisa of bishul by water, even though it can be drunk, because there's a Rambam that actually says that things that are edible, raw, if you cook them, it's pater avalasar. So what the Mishnah Berurah here is explaining is that halacha that the Rambam says, and it's based on a Gemara, that items that can be eaten raw, if they are cooked, there's not going to be bishul. So he's explaining that's because there is no significant improvement. But regular water to hot water, a hot drink, or even if it's a food like an apple, assuming, let's say, cooking an apple, a cooked apple, is a significant change of the item because it's now a enhanced cooked apple. So then those things, cooked milk, those things would also be bishul. Now there are other approaches here when it comes to water. Some might say that water is a totally different concept, where water water, the concept is that the definition when it comes to bishul is heating. But this is the approach that the Mishnah Berurah takes. The Mishnah Berurah takes the approach that a qualitative improvement of a food item, by definition, is bishul, even if it was edible before. He goes on, and he says, ve'echad ha'oife es hapas, and also one who bakes bread, ha'kol inyan echaru. It is all the same concept of bishul, da'afiyahu me'inyan bishul, because baking is the same concept as cooking. Ela sha'afiyahu bepas, baking is done with bread, hu bishul hu b'sharei dvarim, and cooking is with the other items. He now moves on. Hamatik echad mimine matachos kol shehu. One who goes ahead and melts any type of metal at any quantity, kol shehu. O amachameim es hamatachos ad shetase gacheles. Or a person who eats metal until it glows is going to be chayiv. Why? Hareze told us mevashel, because this is a tolda of mevashel. Again, what defines something as a tolda or an av is a whole sugya, but practically halacha lemaisa for us, okay, because we're not dealing with issues of korban chatos and things like that, it's not really a nafkamina, because it will still be doraisa. A tolda of a malacha is a doraisa the same way the av is a doraisa. It's just a subcategory on a doraisa level. So exactly what makes it a tolda as opposed to an av, you can check out Eglei Tal if you want. Sefer Eglei Tal gets into this in Ha'oife. Check out Tess, Simon Tess, Sif Katan or Sif Vav there in the Eglei Tal. Anyway, he says this is a tolda of mevashel. If a person heats metal, melts any type of metal at any quantity, or if he heats metal until it glows, he's chayiv because it's a tolda of mevashel. What's the reason? Sharei bechimumo hu merakecho. Because by heating it, one softens it. Sheyehei roi l'sakno v'la'asois mimenu kli. He softens it so that it can be manipulated to form a kli. V'harehu merape davar hakasha. And he has thus, and therefore, softened a hard object. We're going to see coming up the general rule here, that the malacha of mevashel encompasses any process in which a substance is going to be softened by fire-generated heat. That's also part of this definition. Okay, v'chein hamimases es hadonag. He goes on similarly, one who melts wax, shaiva, os hachelev. So he melts wax, fat, os hazefes, tar, v'hakoifer, pitch, v'hagofris, sulfur, v'chayotze behen, and the like. He has also, Areze told us mevashel v'chayiv. This is also a tolda of mevashel, and he is chayiv. V'chein ha-mevashel klei adama, ad sheyasu cheres. Also, one who goes ahead and fires up cheres, earthenware kalim, chayiv mishum mevashel. Right, he goes ahead until he fires up these earthenware vessels until it becomes cheres, until it becomes pottery, klei adama ad sheyasu cheres, chayiv mishum mevashel, dekodem shemeschazek hakli v'nitzraf b'hakivshon v'nasa cheres karaoi. This is because before the kli is hardened and solidified in this kivshon, in this furnace, and turns into this fully developed cheres, v'nasa cheres keraoi, misvashel batit shalakli. What happens is the clay of the vessel is cooked, and that is necessary in order, okay, and that's part of the process, because before the clay is hardened and solidified in the furnace and turned into this fully developed cheres, the clay of the kli is cooked. And that's what he says. V'chein, likewise, hanosen chasichas eitz batanur ad sheyizval yavesh. So to a person who places a piece of wood in an oven to dry. Now we're getting a little more practical for us. V'yadua shemitchilahu misrape v'yotze mimenu halachluchis. And as it is known, when you go ahead and you put wood in an oven to dry, it first becomes soft, and then it gives off its moisture. So, chayiv mishum mevashel will be chayiv for bishul. So he goes on, klalo shel davar. He goes on and he says, the basic rule, after this is the Rambam actually talking, bein sheripe guf kasha. So now he's going to give the rule of this significant change of items via heat that will be under the general category and malacha d'iraisa of bishul. Bein sheripe guf kasha ba'esh. Whether a person softens a hard item with fire, or if he goes ahead and he hiksha osha hiksha gufrach, or he hardened a soft item with fire. Harei ze chayiv mishum mevashel, it's going to be chayiv for bishul. This is all the Rambam in Perek tes. V'al kein, therefore, yesh li zari ma'od, shelo laniach etzim lachim al atanur liyavshan achash yez hachama. Based on this, again, I'm getting a little practical here, the Mishnah Berurah says, a person has to be extremely careful not to place damp wood on a stove to dry after Shkia on Friday. Duhukhshash d'oraisa, because it's going to be a concern for a d'oraisa. Again, already at Shkia, it's safek yoim, safek laila, and you're dealing with a chshash d'oraisa. Hiniach basar al gabei chachalim. Now he goes on. If a person placed raw meat on hot coals, so we've been talking about bishul versus afia and water, but the truth is it's not just bishul. Bishul is when you cook an item, like a piece of meat in a chont. But now we're going to talk about slia, which is roasting. So a person goes ahead and puts raw meat on hot coals. Im nitzlat slia gemura kashir grogeres. Okay? And a quantity of at least a grogeres, which is the quantity of a dried fig, became fully roasted. He is going to be chayiv. Va'afilu hagrogeres eina b'makoin echad. And even if the grogeres is not in one place on the piece of meat, Ela mislakei mishnayim u'shlosha mikomos, but rather it's made up of two or three places. So even if this grogeres, okay, is pieces, distinct pieces within that meat that got roasted, that adds up to grogeres, he is going to be chayiv, gamkein chayiv. Not only that, even if there was no full roasting, but only partial roasting, to the point of machal ben drusoi, gamkein chayev. Now what is machal ben drusoi? Machal ben drusoi literally means that ben drusoi happened to have been these bandits and robbers who would eat even partially cooked meat because he was constantly on the run, this ben drusoi character. Now the poskim discuss whether or not this is equal to, and we're going to get to this later on, and was discussed earlier in the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Nun Gimel, whether or not we're dealing with a half or a third cook. What is considered machal ben drusoi at a half or a third cooked? Regardless, cooking any food to that point is a da'iraisa malacha. This is machal ben drusoi, whether it comes to tzli, whether it comes to bishul. That is the definition. What exactly is the definition of cooking when it comes to baking? So that we're going to see is a little different. But machal ben drusoi is the minimal amount that one is chayiv for if he cooks or roasts that amount on Shabbos. But now he makes a distinction when he says, Machal ben drusoi, he says, Ela debezeh she'inat slia gemura, however he says. In this case, where the meat is not fully roasted, then, in order to be chayiv, the meat has to be roasted specifically on both sides of the meat. Otherwise, he is going to be potter, and the Isser would only be the Rabbanan Kain Kasav Rambam Sham Ba'alacha Hei. The Rambam writes there in Alacha Hei. V'chol zehu le'inyin chatas. But now he comes and he says, everything that we've been talking about up until now relates to not practically whether you're allowed to do it or not, but rather whether or not you transgressed the Doraisa, you'll be chayav chatas for it, or if you did b'mezid, chayav skila, kareis. That's with respect to the chatas, doraisa malacha. Aval isura yesh b'chol gavnei. However, in any event, it is going to be an issa d'rabbanon, even if it is partially roasted only on one side. He goes on and he says, b'chein ma shekasav ha-rambam mitzchila le'inyin slia hashir grogeres. Also with regard to the Rambam's earlier statement that with regard to tzli roasting, the minimum quantity is a grogeres. Ugamkein rak le'inyin chiyav chatas. This too relates only to the chiyav chatas, but there is a what? There is a aval iser d'oraisa yesh b'chol gamne. But there is still going to be not iser d'rabbanan, an iser d'oraisa when it's less than a shear. Meaning you're not going to be chayav chatas, but there's still going to be an iser when it's less than the shear, less than the amount if it's not a grogeres. So why is it also the raisa and not the rabbanon if you're not going to be chayiv chatos? So this is a famous halacha known as kedekai malan chatzi shir also min haTorah, because we paskin that less than a shir of a malacha is, although a person is not chayiv for that because he needs to go ahead and for every lav that has an onesh and you're dealing with halachas of cooking and eating and things like that, there are shiurim, there's an amount, and if you do less than the shiur, you're going to be potter from the chatas, but there's still an Issa D'Oraisa, because this is a Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and we paskin Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. We now go back into the Sif, the actual Sif of the Shulchan Aruch, and as I said in my intro, that the Shulchan Aruch here is going to be discussing how we paskin from the Gemara in numerous places in Shas, this what's called Maisa Shabbos, the Issa D'Rabbanan, that's how we paskin, against eating food that was cooked on Shabbos in violation of the Vlacha of Avashel. The truth is, we're going to see, pointed out in Mishnah Brura, that these rules that are going to be presented here are lav dafka by Bishul only. They really apply to other malachas as well when there's some type of product from that malacha. So the reason why it's here is not because it is only by Bishul, but because the brisa that's going to be quoted and discussed, and it's machlokes or meir and Yehuda, how we paskin, is all in the context of that malacha of Bishul. Now, what is the machlokes that is important for us? Again, we pointed out that there is one daya, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, which we don't paskin like, but there is also another machlokes within the opinions that hold that the Isser of going ahead and eating food that was cooked on Shabbos is an Isser Rabbanan. There are two opinions. There is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who paskins that if it was done b'mezid, listen very carefully, Rabbi Meir paskins that if the malacha of Bishul was done b'mezid, then the food is going to be Usser, the food that was cooked is going to be Usser to everyone until Motzi Shabbos. But if it was done b'shogeg, meaning that the person was aware that he was cooking, but did not realize either that it was Shabbos, or he did not realize that this is malacha. Okay, mezid, by mezid we mean that he was aware that he was actually doing bishul in violation of Hilchas Shabbos. So if it was b'mezid, it's going to be usher to everyone until Motzei Shabbos, according to Rabbi Meir, the food. And if it was b'shogeg, the food is going to be permitted to everyone, even on Shabbos itself. This is the position of Rabbi Meir, and we're going to see in the Mishnah Brura that the Vilna Gaon actually follows Rishonim, who paskin like Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin, following the Rishonim who go with and paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that if the malacha of Bishul was done b'mezid, the food that is cooked is usher to the one who did the malacha, to the perpetrator, forever and ever, and to other people until Motzei Shabbos. Meaning the one who did a b'mezid can never benefit from that cooked item even after Shabbos. And if it was, but others can eat it on Motzei Shabbos. If it was b'shogeg, the food is usher to everyone until Motzei Shabbos, right? So the big machlokas in here. According to Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos itself, if it was done b'shogeg, the food is usher to everyone, while according to Rabbi Meir, it's permitted to everyone. And if it was b'mezid, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's usher to everyone until Motzei Shabbos, but for the person who did the malacha, who was over b'mezid, is usher to him forever. And Rabbi Meir makes no distinction. He says it's usher to everyone when it was b'mezid until Motzei Shabbos. And as we said, the Shulchan Aruch, unlike the Vilna Gaon, will be paskin like the Rishonim, who go in accordance with this view. So here we go. Aleph, in the Shulchan Aruch, Hamavashal b'Shabbos, the person cooked food on Shabbos, Osha Asa Achas Misham Malachas, the Ramah adds, or even if a person does other Malachas, not just as we said in the introduction, Alacha in Bishul, and he did it b'mezid, deliberately, meaning he knew that it was usher as a malacha on Shabbos. Usher lo la'olam. It is usher to him forever. The lacherim mutter lemaitzei Shabbos miyad. And it becomes mutter to others immediately on Motzei Shabbos. U'bishogeg, if he cooked the food b'shogeg, usher bo bayom. It is usher on Shabbos day. Gam lacherim, even to others. Vila erev mutter gam lo miyad. But to him, even, it is permitted immediately upon nightfall. So, as we said in the introduction, Shulchan Aruch here is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, that when it comes to a mezid, bishul, or other malachis, the person himself, it's usher to him forever. To others, it is permissible on Motzei Shabbos immediately. And when it comes to a shogeg, it is going to be usher on Shabbos day to everybody, even to others. But on Motzei Shabbos, by shogeg, it's going to be mutter even to him immediately by erev upon nightfall. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura here. Sif katan bais b'Shabbos. So now he points out and he says, very important, even though we say that food that was cooked on Shabbos is going to be usher to eat, he says, v'chol sheyesh safek plukta b'zeh, anytime there is a shaila and a machlokes regarding whether there's going to ihavi b'chlal bishul olav, whether a certain act is going to be bishul or not, bishar malachos ki haygamna, or any other malachos like this, ein la'esor b'di'evet. The food is not going to be aser b'di'evet. The kol ha'iser hazeh, who rak midrabanan sheknasu, because this whole iser is a knas derabanan. And we don't hold that eating the food is aser min ha'Torah, it's a knas derabanan. And therefore, if it's a suffix, whether you were over bishul, sveika derabanan l'kula, and you'd be able to go ahead and eat the food. This is the prima gadim in os yud, who ke'ein zeh kasev sotu the Magen Avraham wrote this in Simon Shinchav Gimel, sif katan yud aleph, vayein b'sif katan lamed beis. And he says, check out sif katan lamed beis, v'tzarech iyun tzaz, and need a little bit of iyun there to figure it all out. Just like one example, the Magen Avraham quotes here, there is discussing a Shulchan Aruch later on in Shinchav Gimel, where he brings up a machlokas as to whether there's an iser against being tovel a new kli in a mikvah on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham there paskins that since there is a machlokas, whether it is usser to go tovel a new kli in a mikvah on Shabbos, so therefore he says if one did this on Shabbos, one could use it on that day. As an example of this, there's a machlokas, and if it's a machlokas, there is no problem to go ahead and benefit from that malacha or that iser on Shabbos because there was a machlokas whether it was usser at all. Sif katan gimel achas misha malachos or any of the other malachos. V'mhi malacha derabanan. If it is a malacha derabanan, ayin beber hagra. Check out the ber hagra. Sheherich lo chiyach. He goes on and he expounds the lekulei alma im asa so b'shogeg ein leesor b'di'eved leanos mimena v'ayin beber halacha. He says that according to all opinions, if it was done b'shogeg, everyone will hold when it comes to a derabanan malacha that we will not aser benefiting from it b'di'eved v'ayin beber halacha and check out the ber halacha. Now, one thing that should be pointed out is that even though the Mishnah Berurah and he's quoting the ber halacha here points out when it comes to an issa derabanan that was done b'shogeg, that everyone, including the Shulchan Aruch, everyone would agree that one would be permitted to go ahead if it was b'shogeg to benefit and eat it on Shabbos. What should be pointed out is that this does not apply to certain situations of derabanans. As we had earlier in Hilchos Shabbos, when it comes to l'alachas of shehiya, leaving food on the fire from before Shabbos, or chazara, returning food to the fire on Shabbos, and hatmana, insulating food, so there you got to see the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Nun Gimel, and Reish Nun Zayin. In those cases, Chazal enacted a specific gzeira against eating the food because people were lax about these specific isurim. Okay, this is a Gemara, Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph, in Shabbos. We continue on, Sif Dalid Le'olam. It is going to be usher to the person himself forever and ever. Le'anos may also malacha, to benefit from that malacha. To consume Rabbanan, because Rabbanan gave a knas, they penalized him. Nevertheless, he can benefit from the monetary value of the malacha. Kasa Magen Avraham b'shem HaRajba. The Magen Avraham writes the name of the Rajba. The Gama Kedera Shabishal Ba b'Shabbos Asur Lo Levashal Ba. He says even the pot in which one cooked on Shabbos is usur for him to use for cooking. Why? Because it has absorbed the flavor of something of the substance that is usur to him. V'dafka Hamavashal Bari. This, however, is specifically when one had cooked it for a healthy individual. Aval Hamavashal L'chola L'chola Muteres Akdera. But if he went ahead and cooked it for a sick person, the pot will be permitted. We will continue with Sif Katan Hay tomorrow.